Ramayan Act 3, Chapter 13, The Final Battle. Scene 3, Ram Pierces Ravana's Heart. On the battlefield, Ram was himself expressing exhaustion from the fight. In the heavens, the great Rishi Agastya saw this and desired to assist him. Agastya had been observing the battle from the sky along with the other gods. He descended to Ram's chariot and spoke to him. O mighty armed Ram, please listen as I tell you the secret of a highly confidential prayer. It is known as Aditya Hridaya. This prayer will invoke the powerful spiritual energy from within the heart of the sun. This is the very effulgence of the Supreme Vishnu himself, and with this power, one can overcome any obstacle and destroy to the roots all of one's enemies. Agastya instructed Ram how to recite the prayer, which would summon the combined power of all the gods, emanating from the bodily rays of Vishnu. And with that power, Ram would be able to quickly overcome Ravana before nightfall, when the demon's own power would be doubled. The Rishi returned to the heavens, and Ram turned toward the sun. After sipping water for purification, he recited the Aditya Hridaya. And at once, Ram felt extreme happiness, and his mind became highly enlivened. All his fatigue vanished, and he took up his bow. He stood firmly on Indra's chariot, fixing his gaze upon Ravana, who had again appeared before him. He urged Matali forward in the direction of the demon. In the heavens, the sun god stood in person amid the other gods and uttered benedictions upon Ram. May victory attend you! Ram saw Ravana's chariot flying toward him, filling all quarters with its thunderous rumbling. That chariot was drawn by huge black steeds, which had the heads of hideous fiends. It shone with a dreadful luster and was adorned all over with brilliant rubies and celestial sapphires, with rows of pennants flying from its sides. Moving rapidly through space, it looked like a cloud containing streams of shining water and issuing forth torrents in the form of arrows. Ram then said to Matali, from the way in which he is darting back into the fray, it appears that this Rakshasa is bent upon his own destruction. Close upon him with care. I shall destroy his chariot, even as the wind would blow away a cloud. Grasping Indra's bow, Ram tempered his anger with patience and awaited his opportunity to attack the demon, who was now maneuvering on the battlefield.